Henry, I read where you said that David Perry is one of the most important guys on your defense last year. Why was he so important to what you guys did?
He's just like the anchor of our defense. He's the big guy in the middle that eats up blocks. He's always where he's supposed to be. And he's always in his gap making guys cut left or right. So it's never – you rarely see running backs in the Pac-12 gash us right up the middle just because of what Perry does up front. So he does his job really well, plays with great technique, and I don't know if he makes it easy on the rest of us, but he makes our job a little bit easier.
How will it help you personally having him in here, not just for scheme, but knowing a friendly face that you've been to war with so many times?
Yeah, it's great having someone, having a buddy here that I can talk to and, just talk with when we're out of practice, and we're in the meeting room together, so it's good to have him here.
I'm guessing you never thought you'd play with Andrew Luck again either, did you?
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise, but texted him a little bit last night, so excited to see him when he's back.
David, a clean roommate or a messy roommate?
He could be both. He could be both. A little messy sometimes, but we'll have cleaning days where we get everything organized.
You said you guys are checking prices here to see if you can still be roommates.
Yeah, he might. We'll see. We'll see what the deal is. We're probably going to start trying to find places soon. But but like I said, having him here is going to be great for that as well. Just to have a guy that you can go back and chill with, and have a roommate that and have been good buddies with.
He seems to take pride when it's mentioned that he plays with an edge, that's sort of with a little bit of hostility. Is
yeah.
You kind of the same way?
Am I the same way, or do I feel the same way about him?
Well, either one.
I think he does. He's kind of got he plays with an attitude, definitely, and if somebody plays a little dirty on a certain play, he's definitely going to take note of that and come back the next play with a little something extra. But, I try to play the same way. If I ever get beat, I try to limit those instances as much as possible, but if I do get beat, I'm trying to come back harder and more violent the next play, just because I hate losing, and if it ever happens, I get mad at myself and want to do better the next time. So I think that's something, and the coaches out at Stanford kind of help foster that mentality of aggressiveness and competitiveness, so I think that's kind of where we got that from.
Coach said he sounded kind of sorry he kept calling you Harry. He said that in his press conference, but apparently you're okay with it?
Yeah, it's fine with me. I don't really care.
You look like a Harry.
Yeah, I guess.
As long as he knows your number, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. What's in the water at Stanford? I mean, not a lot of pros, period, Do you think this team has a certain appeal? Those players have a certain appeal to this team, or do you think it's just totally random?
I think they just kind of respect. Well, I mean, Coach Pagano was talking about it earlier. I think just the players that Stanford kind of brings in kind of fit what a lot of NFL teams are looking for. Tough blue collar guys. Mm-hmm. Coach Harbaugh kind of started that years ago. Recruiting maybe not the best athletes in the country, but some of the toughest and meanest dudes around. So. I think if you're an NFL coach looking for a hard worker, a guy that's going to come in, put work in every day and not be a cocky dude that's just going to, think he can rely on his athletic talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Stanford guys are what NFL teams look for, and, they're all tough blue collar dudes. So